An expert in the spread of COVID-19 wants the country to stay at level 2, even if the government decides to take Auckland out of level 3 lockdown. Cabinet meeting today to decide whether the country should change alert levels on Sunday morning. The signs are looking good for Auckland. So far, no new community cases in the 15-person cluster since Sunday. But Ashley Bloomfield says they're still waiting for the tests of a long tail of close contacts, including 29 from a Papatoetoe gym. Those results could be critical. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
Nearly 3 weeks ago, Papatoetoe High School found itself at the heart of the country's latest outbreak, with worried parents and students queuing for hours to get tested. Principal Vaughan Queo says since then it's been relentless.
Relentless from a public scrutiny perspective, relentless from a jobs that we have to do perspective, relentless in terms of what we were asking our community to do. There was always another request that I had to make of the community, and they just did it.
He's confident the school is ready for level 2 life after almost 3 weeks at home. All but two students have had their final tests, and they're choosing to isolate instead until they're safe. But whether Auckland will get to level 2 this weekend is the big question. Epidemiologist Michael Baker says the long tail of contacts still to be tested needn't be a problem.
It's a concern, but in the context of none of the other contacts testing positive, it doesn't mean that we would necessarily expect any of those contacts to be infected. But, we can't be certain.
And that uncertainty has COVID modeller and physicist Sean Hendy preferring a cautious approach for the rest of the country.
I would probably prefer to see the country held at level 2 for a little bit longer. Whether that happens or not, people just need to assume that the virus is out there and not be complacent.
He says New Zealand is very mobile. People travel to and from Auckland all the time, and level 2 allows a bit of a buffer while there's still a risk.
It just puts that cap on event sizes, which means that, should we have an outbreak, we're not chasing hundreds or thousands of casual contacts.
Michael Baker says he is comfortable with the rest of the country going to level 1 based on the current information, but would like more of an emphasis on masks to prevent big outbreaks. Back in Auckland, public health academic and member of the Pasifika Medical Association, Colin Tukuitonga, says he's feeling optimistic. He says the large testing numbers helps with that. There have been 54,000 in New Zealand's community in the past week, most of them in Auckland.
The team doing the testing has done a tremendous job. I think we can be confident, there's no virus lurking out in the community that we don't know about.
Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Urutā, the Māori pandemic group, says it's too early to make a call on whether there should be a level change, although the signs are looking good. Sean Hendy says no matter what decisions made, it's important to remember COVID is still here.
At this stage of containing a cluster, a lot of the emphasis shifts to us as members of the public to behave responsibly.
He says that means anyone who's not feeling well should stay home and away from school, work and big events. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Rowan Quinn tēnei.